Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Life After Loss, Conquering Grief and Finding Hope by Raymond A. Moody explores how people navigate bereavement and how hope can re-enter life after a death. Moody is widely known for his work on near-death experiences and the ways extraordinary human reports shape our understanding of dying, meaning, and continued bonds. In this book, he turns that long-standing interest toward the lived reality of grief, focusing on the questions that often follow a loss. Why did this happen? How do I keep going? And what can help me feel connected without getting stuck? The overall approach blends reflective guidance with an open-minded look at the experiences many mourners report, such as sensing a presence, vivid dreams, or meaningful coincidences. Rather than presenting grief as a problem to solve quickly, the book frames it as a process with emotional, spiritual, and practical dimensions. Readers can expect a compassionate tone and a focus on moving forward while honoring what was lost. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding grief as a process, not a deadline, a central theme is that grief unfolds in phases and waves rather than in a neat, linear schedule. The book encourages readers to normalize emotional variability, including sadness, anger, guilt, relief, numbness, and even moments of laughter. By treating grief as a human response rather than a pathology, it reduces the pressure many people feel to perform recovery for family, work, or social expectations. This perspective also helps explain why anniversaries, familiar places, or routine triggers can reignite pain long after the funeral. The value of this topic is practical. When you expect grief to surge unpredictably, you can plan for it and respond with self-compassion instead of self-criticism. The book also emphasizes that different relationships create different grief patterns, and that circumstances of death can complicate the process. Sudden loss, ambiguous loss, or strained relationships can bring additional layers that need acknowledgement. The reader is guided to consider what they are grieving beyond the person, roles, shared future plans, identity, and a sense of safety. This broader map of grief supports clearer coping choices and more realistic expectations for healing. Secondly, maintaining healthy bonds. While letting life continue, another important topic is the idea that moving forward does not require erasing the deceased from your inner life. Many mourners continue a bond through memory, rituals, and ongoing values shaped by the relationship. The book frames this as a healthy alternative to the false choice between clinging and forgetting. It invites readers to find ways to honor the person while also rebuilding routines and goals. This can include creating personal traditions, making space for remembrance in daily life, or engaging in acts that reflect what the loved one cared about. At the same time, it highlights the risks of getting stuck in avoidance or idealization. Healthy continuation means integrating the loss into a new life story, not living entirely in the past. The book encourages readers to notice when grief narrows the world and to gently widen it again through relationships, service, creativity, and purpose. It also underscores that family members may grieve differently, so respect and communication are essential to prevent conflict. By focusing on integration, readers learn how to keep love present without letting sorrow become the sole organizer of their identity. Thirdly, finding hope through meaning and spiritual questions, Moody is known for engaging spiritual and existential questions without insisting on a single doctrine, and the book applies that openness to bereavement. Loss often triggers questions about purpose, unfairness, and what happens after death. This topic explores how grappling with those questions can be part of healing, not a detour from it. The book encourages readers to examine their beliefs, doubts, and experiences honestly, and to seek forms of meaning that can coexist with grief. Meaning may come through faith, philosophy, personal reflection, or a renewed commitment to relationships and values. Rather than promising certainty, the emphasis is on creating a sense of orientation when life feels shattered. Readers are invited to view hope as something built through small daily choices, caring for the body, accepting support, and allowing moments of peace without feeling disloyal. The book also touches on how spiritual practices, counseling, or community support can help someone feel less alone in the face of mortality. By focusing on meaning-making, the reader gains tools to rebuild a worldview that can hold both love and loss, which is often the foundation of long-term resilience. Fourthly, after-death communication and the experiences mourners report. A distinctive aspect of Moody's work is attention to reports of comforting experiences after a death. In the context of grief, many people describe vivid dreams, sensed presences, symbolic coincidences, or moments that feel like a message or reassurance. The book treats these accounts as part of what many bereaved individuals experience and discusses how they can influence coping. The key contribution is a balanced stance. Such experiences can be meaningful and healing, yet they should be approached thoughtfully, especially when someone is vulnerable. The book helps readers consider questions like, Does this experience reduce despair, increase functioning, and support healthy remembrance? Or does it lead to avoidance and isolation? It encourages respect for personal interpretation while also recommending grounding strategies and professional support if fear, compulsive seeking, or severe distress arises. This topic can be particularly helpful for readers who feel reluctant to share unusual experiences due to fear of judgment. By acknowledging them as common in grief narratives, the book reduces shame and invites a more nuanced conversation about how people find comfort. Ultimately, the emphasis is on using any sense of connection as a bridge back to life rather than a replacement for it. Lastly, practical coping strategies and support systems. Beyond big questions, the book focuses on concrete ways to endure the day-to-day reality of loss. It underscores the importance of basic stabilization, sleep, nutrition, movement, and routine, especially when the body is carrying stress. It also highlights how grief can disrupt concentration and decision-making, suggesting that readers simplify commitments and give themselves permission to postpone non-essential choices. Social support is presented as a major protective factor, but the book recognizes that support can be uneven. Some friends disappear, some offer unhelpful advice, and family dynamics can intensify. The guidance encourages readers to identify specific needs and ask directly, whether that means meals, childcare, a listening ear, or help with administrative tasks. The topic also addresses the role of counseling, grief groups, and faith or community organizations, emphasizing that seeking help is a strength. Readers are encouraged to watch for signs that grief has become dangerously isolating or debilitating, and to pursue professional care when needed. Finally, the book stresses constructive remembrance practices such as journaling, storytelling, and creating memorial actions that transform pain into expression. These strategies help readers regain agency and gradually rebuild a life that can hold both sorrow and hope. In conclusion, this book is best suited for anyone grieving a death, whether the loss is recent or years old, as well as friends, clergy, counselors, and caregivers who want a compassionate framework for supporting others. It can benefit a reader's life by making grief feel less confusing and less lonely. By treating mourning as a process with emotional, relational, and spiritual layers, it helps readers replace self-judgment with understanding and create realistic expectations for healing. The attention to meaning, continued bonds, and the kinds of comforting experiences many bereaved people report can be especially helpful for readers who feel torn between skepticism and a desire for hope. Compared with many grief books that focus mainly on stages, clinical symptom lists, or purely practical checklists, this one stands out for its open-minded engagement with the existential side of loss, while still emphasizing grounded coping and functioning. It encourages forward movement without demanding emotional amnesia, and it validates the complexity of love after death. For readers seeking both comfort and a broader perspective on what can sustain the human spirit after tragedy, it is a worthwhile purchase and a book that can be revisited as grief evolves. If you would like to support Raymond A. Moody, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.